This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S.-brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election. Middle East analyst Uzi Rabi, in an AP interview, said there will likely be repercussions to this decision.
I think that the Palestinians are going to come up with kind of a real fury about that. But the answer of United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and others is that, hey, we just prevented Israel from annexation.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country, after Egypt and Jordan, to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Thursday called on all U.S. governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 166,000 people in the United States. Biden made the call for a nationwide mandate on masks after a virtual meeting with public health advisors.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate. Every governor should mandate.
Public health officials agree that wearing masks in public slows the spread of the respiratory disease that has infected more than 5.2 million Americans. You can find more on our website.